Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello everyone and welcome back to 潘吉杰里告诉你。My name is Spencer.
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny. 那现在呢，春天嘛，有很多毕业生在开始找工作，然后包括如果你已经工作了几年，想在事业上有一个提升 step up 的话呢。希望我们今天的节目都可以帮到你 ，because today we're going to talk about
resumes.
对 ，writing an excellent English resume.
Okay.
写英语的简历啊， mm-hmm. 而且很重要的就是我们今天会分享一些 tips， 就是2016年你的简历应该长成什么样。What your resume should look like in 2016.
Right.
因为我自己就发现查了很多写英语简历的那些什么窍门啊帮助啊 a lot of them is very outdated. 其实每隔几年英语简历或者随着科技的改变，你的简历上面有很多东西也需要去与时俱进。比如说现在的简历，很多跨国公司他会看你简历上面你有没有一个 LinkedIn profile， 对不对？你的一些职业履历生涯有没有通过 LinkedIn profile 反映出来，对吧？所以今天呢，我们会分享许多的干货来帮你写出一份漂亮的英语简历。So very important, guys, 一定要看我们今天节目的推送啊，在我们的微信公众号里，开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好，首先问一下 Spencer， 简历英文里面也有不同的说法 ，right?
Well, I mean, there's resume and then there's CV.
And both of these words are French, actually.
Yeah.
但现在英语里面也都用啊。先 resume.
Spelled like resume.
对。
S-U-M-E.
对，其实它在英语里面呢，一个 resume,、它的发音这个是 resume, 法语的发音简历。但英语里面它还有一个词拼法一样，就 to resume something、
yeah.
means to...Pick it up.
Start again.
再继续。
重新开始的话 ,kind of like start over, maybe.、
好，那另外一个 CV.
Oh, yeah, that stands for curriculum vitae.
对 ,curriculum vitae. Curriculum 就是学术上的一些、对吧？那你的学历、学术履历，那当然它也是简历的意思。
Sure.
But I feel like...Americans tend to use the word resume more.
Yeah, but I lived in London for a while, and they'd say, oh, send me your CV.
对，在 in Europe, they tend to use the word CV a bit more.
Yeah, I remember I didn't even know what it was until I went there. Well, because I was young, too. I was like 20. But they're like, oh, send me your CV. I'm like, CV, what's it? Oh, resume. Yeah, resume. okay.
好，不管怎么说，你听到这两个都知道他要看的是你的简历啊。
是
啊。好，那先说一下写英文的简历啊。我们今天升级版的课里呢，会给大家一个特别好的简历的模板。因为在 resume writing 写简历的时候呢，你要注意很多和平时书写可能不一样的部分，比如说不要用 I， don't use the pronoun， 不要 I did this。I was responsible for this.
Never refer to yourself in the first person.
对，不要用第一人称来称呼自己啊。然后包括还有一些在简历里常用的句式，和这个句子的结构。比如你要 show results， 对吧？你的能力，你不能只说 I'm very confident, I'm very capable.你需要用。Objective statements, facts.
Exactly.
事实的依据，所以其实有很多的句式，比如说你的 result, 你 achieve 了这个东西 by doing this, 对吧？就是前面有 achievement, 后面是 actions, 你做了这个啊。所以这课升级版里呢，希望大家通过这个履历的一个模板，包括书写的技巧，都能写出更好的简历。
那模板是 template, 对吧？
Template, 对，有一个模板。当然，你apply when you're applying to different jobs, your resume would need to adjust to them. You can't just have one resume and use it for everything.
Not too much.
对，所以这个是我们今天节目要分享的一个重要的，就是 customize your resume.
Yeah, customizing your resume.
要做一些个性化的一些改变、
exactly.
对吧？就是不同的 position, 不同的你申请的职位。那这个 customization 怎么来个性化呢？其实有一个很重要的就是use a cover letter or an executive summary.
Okay, yeah, so cover letters I think are...越来越过时了
我也觉得
they're too long and in this day and age people don't have patience、so they don't want to read your cover letter and then your resume, so maybe if you can just put your resume with a little、blurb
summary
a little paragraph summary about、what you've done, then yeah maybe that would work, and of course you want it to be、emuliara
对是的刚刚 Spencer 说的就是现在大家的阅读习惯就好像很难读长篇的、very lengthy 的东西
yeah, yeah.
而且呢还有就是很多特别大公司你的简历第一步去的都不是真的人在读是一些软件一些 software
It's crazy
对就是一些 resume screening softwares 一些筛选简历的软件、
mm-hmm.
所以里面如果英语的那个语法不好啊或什么你第一步就被筛掉了、
yes.
然后包括像 cover letter、很多筛选软件因为它要看的都是你有没有 results 啊有没有什么什么最重要的东西如果 cover letter 太长的话其实 it actually hurt your chances of getting an interview as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
所以呢其实在2016年我们看到的趋势就是一些 entry level, 包括 mid-level positions,、
mm-hmm.
都是一个 one-page 的 resume.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's important to have...one-page resume. For me, it's been difficult because I've had a lot of different work experience、as I've moved a lot and you know, just worked at different places over the years. So I've always had to play with the font, make it smaller so I can fit everything in on one page.
对，所以这个我们也说的就是，当然如果你已经是工作 ，you're very experienced and you have you know decades of professional experience， 一页不够的。
对。
那。也不一定说一定要一页但是对于很多我们刚刚说的 entry level, mid level positions, a one pager is sufficient,、right? 那像 Spencer 说如果你真的做过很多不同的事情一页放不下 I think the key point, 重点真的就是你把和这个 position 跟你现在应聘的这个职位最有关的 the most relevant ones put it there、
yeah.
因为你如果做过很多事情但是和这个职位没有什么关系的话 then just leave them out because you really want to focus your resume
on that specific job
对吧
but yes I mean but if you're like me and you have well different job experiences I mean I've worked many different jobs that weren't even really related to each other so I have multiple resumes
对就是你可能有不同的 resume
Yeah, that you can use apply for
different
jobs
types of jobs、
mm-hmm.
好那还有一点呢我觉得重要的就是你这个简历里面啊 contact information 除了有你的什么电话号码啊、
mm-hmm.
这个 email 地址啊那、
mm-hmm.
我们也前面也说就是很多你看美国的简历现在它一定会有一个 LinkedIn profile、
mm-hmm.
他们领英的一个所以就如果你还没有开始建立一个自己的这种职业的在线职业的这个账户的话一个 profile 还是建议去建一个特别在 multinational companies、觉得跨国公司吧基本上人人都会有一个 LinkedIn profile、
right.
because it's kind of it provides your recruiter with a more detailed look at what you've done instead、of having to list everything on your resume right
yeah, yeah.
and also they sort of see it as a third party trusted source to find out about what you've done and they look at your connection who you know on LinkedIn and it gives them a more comprehensive picture of who you are professionally so that's important 还有我要分享的一个 tip 呢就是 when you're listing out your contact info whether it's your email address or your LinkedIn profile 在你的那个简历上面啊 include a hyperlink
okay
就是加一个超链接、因为recruiter 或者 HR 他们看很多的简历嘛 so your objective needs to be how do I make their job easier?
Yeah.
对吗？就是说我要为他们节省时间，要让他们一目了然知道我是谁，我为什么很适合这个职位，你要面试我。第二就是你联系我的时候也可以很方便、
mm-hmm.
那他因为一下子他们可能 download 了很多简历下来、mm-hmm. 那如果他直接在你的那个简历上面有一个超链接一个 click 他就能 email 你或者什么，对他来说会方便很多、
right. Yeah, of course.
那另外我觉得还有你那个发简历的时候你附件的名称也很重要。
OK, your 附件的名称啊。
So the name of the attachment、
right.
of your resume、
right.
因为你这个附件的名称最好的一个模式就是你的名字和你应聘的这个职位、
mm-hmm.
点 PDF、mm-hmm. 或者点 DOCX、
right.
如果是乱七八糟的一串那人家那个、recruiter 或者 HR 他下载了一大堆然后这个是谁我都不知道 by、mm-hmm. just looking at the attachment name、
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So pay attention to that, guys. And even when you're sending out your resume, the email subject, 你邮件的这个主题也很重要。
Yeah.
好，那刚刚说了一些小细节。那 in terms of the actual resume writing, 最重要的和 Spencer 也说了 avoid using the pronoun I.
Yeah, no, never do that.
So alternatively, 你不用 I 的话可以怎么用呢？
Well, you gotta like kind of just talk like objectively. So like, I mean, if you're talking about like duties or things that you've done,、
mm.
like let's say, I don't know, let's say you worked as, some sort of performance analyst. So instead of saying, you know, I was responsible for conducting shama shama shama, you could just say responsible for conducting, I don't know, quantitative analysis,、
mm.
you know, so like you got to make it really direct and concise.
对，
and don't, yeah, never, don't just avoid it, just don't do it. Never use I.
对，对，基本上 list out 就用一些 bullet points, 对吧？ Mm-hmm. 把你的 duties,、
yeah.
你负责的事情，你的职责，
mm-hmm.
还有你 achieved results,、
yeah.
得到那些成绩写出来 without、yeah. using the word I.
Yeah.
So instead of saying I generated 这些的 sales or revenue, just say,generated 多少多少 sales.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Right? So there are some really、easy ways to help you do that. 然后今天我们升级版的课里面都会更全面的去教大家啊。那另外还要说的一点呢就是简历啊你的这个 education,、
mm-hmm.
educational background,、
yeah.
教育背景放在最后写除非你是应届毕业生可能你没有什么工作经验那你教育背景只能放在前面。
Right.
我觉得很重要的就是情愿把你的一些 internship experience 把你的实习经历放在前面
right
因为大家用人单位都想看到就是说你是不是来了就能开始工作 right
people don't care about education anymore
no they do but it's more like a supporting piece of document you know evidence
yeah.
然后包括你那个什么在学校里面拿到的奖啊或者什么、
mm-hmm.
I think it's only useful when you are fresh out of college.
Yeah.
只有应届毕业生你可能拿过一些学校大的奖或者奖学金你写一写。Otherwise, 你已经工作了几年了这个真的是 not relevant. It's
yeah.
useless to
yeah.
your new employer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They want to see what you've done that will make you appropriate for this job.
Yeah, it's true.
对吧好那今天我们的节目就到这儿在我们今天这篇公众号的推送呢我们会把刚刚所有讲的这些窍门 tips 和经验都列出来希望对大家的英语简历书写有用、
yeah.
然后我们今天升级版的课程呢其实我们有好几课英语写作我们有这样的一个专辑从写简历啊、
mm.
到写工作邮件、oh. 包括写这个工作里面的 PPT 都能够很好的帮到你
nice
对 so check it out 然后在这个很多找工作的时节里面如果你想让自己的英语更好呢也希望开言英语可以帮你提升、
mm.
对在公众号购买我们的课程呢有九折的特惠学习一年只要629块好如果你对写简历有任何的问题或者你有一些 best practice 愿意跟其他的朋友分享都欢迎你在留言里面告诉我们、
mm.
and we'll see you next time Bye.
Bye, guys.